filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters. You know what day it is. And now I remind you that freedom never takes a break. And I mean never takes a break. I don't care what's happening in the background. This program will never take a break. Hey, you know, I'm proud to tell you, we are now into 7 years of Armed American Radio Network. And we've not missed one program. You've gotten one repeat hour because of a technical glitch about 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Now, we have run daytime hours in the third hour of the program before because the interviews were too good. For example, Phyllis Schlafly, I think we ran once. Ann Coulter, my interview with Ann Coulter, we ran that once because we wanted to give those interviews the big monster stage. But we have never missed a program here. You've never gotten a best of. You get fresh stuff. Freedom never takes a break. Super Talk Mississippi. Oh, I don't know, about 12 of you. Welcome to the program. Great to have you here on the FM Super Talk Mississippi Network. Miami, Florida, you begin on AM 880 The Biz next week, but tomorrow you pick up the daytime show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. So welcome to that. I know we have a lot of listeners down there. A couple things for you. I got a couple emails I want to start the program off with you. Then I've got, and as always, an A-list guest lineup for you today. But I got an email here from Bill. Looks like Saraceni. Bill Saraceni. Bill, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Mark, longtime podcast listener here from Communist New Jersey. Yes, it is communist too, brother. Not from the garbage heaps you usually talk about. We send that to Staten Island. Well, good for you, Bill. Anyways, I know that you normally laugh when a news article states I know that you normally laugh when a news article states some idiot's name makes the story funny when it sounds alike. I was shocked when you didn't pick up on a guy named Ben Jealous supporting a guy that wants to take from the haves and give it to the haves, have-nots. Have a great weekend, Bill. Ben Jealous is the former head of the NAACP, and I get you, Bill. I get it. Jealous. He's jealous. He's taking from the haves and giving to the haves, not have-nots. I understand that, and I appreciate the email. I've got another one here. This one here is interesting. This comes from T.W. Mackey, Thomas Mackey, retired USAF. Take a listen to this. Mark, my name is Tom, and I'm a retired USAF policeman, law enforcement. I'm also a member of the Second Amendment Foundation and NRA and an Oath Keeper. I was listening on one of your shows, and you received an email asking what you thought of the standoff in Haney County, Oregon. It troubles me that you gave your opinion about the standoff when you said you hadn't given much thought about it. Then you said basically they were idiots. This about our Constitution as well. Article 1, Section 7, Clause 14 states the government can only own land for forts, air bases, shipyards, and certain buildings. So they are fighting for state rights and fighting the same way you are fighting for our Second Amendment. I could call you an un-American as well. Bureau of Land Management is burning ranchers out of their homes. I just saw an article that came out about BLM giving Texas ranchers an ultimatum to leave their land. So they are fighting about land rights the same way you fight for us on the Second Amendment. One of your frequent guests is David Kodria, who is also an Oath Keeper. First of all, Thomas, thank you for your service. I appreciate the email very much, but you and I disagree. I do not believe committing an armed felony on federal property is the way to handle the abuse from the federal government. There are other ways to do it, and I disagree. And I'm going to tell you right now that all of those who are arrested and will spend several years locked up in the slammer probably feel differently about it also. And, you know, so we disagree on the means. We disagree on the means, not the end. I agree with you on the end, but not the means. There are other ways to do it. These individuals had an opportunity to make all gun owners look bad. The mainstream media was about to jump all over that. Fortunately, it didn't happen. Fortunately, there was only one death, murder, if you want to call it that. I'll leave that up to you. But it could have been an awful lot worse. There are other ways to stand up for those constitutional principles, So while we agree about the ends, we disagree on the means, and I'll leave it at that. And I thank you very much for the email. Thank you for your patriotism, brother. I love you to death. I love exactly what you stand for. I just think there was a different way to do it besides the, you know, presenting the opportunity for all of us to look, well, let's just say, like idiots, because the mainstream media would have loved to have portrayed all of us that way. Fortunately, they were not given the chance. All right, Shanto, we've got Alan Gottlieb on the line, I take it. Is that right?
No, I got a voicemail.
Oh, okay, so we don't have Alan yet. Good. Well, not good, but I have a whole bunch of other stuff I want to talk with you about today. So let me give you the lineup. We have updates on 2A cases coming up. You know, the Second Amendment Foundation is now currently involved in about 30 lawsuits around the country fighting on your behalf. You heard the email from Thomas, former USAF. He's retired USAF policeman in law enforcement. He's also a member of the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA. I got an email. I won't name the name, but you know who he is. Just sent me a photograph of his life member defender plaque from the SAF. Also just joined the Second Amendment Foundation. So that's a beautiful. Oh, I'll just go ahead and tell you. It was Lee Michaels up at 1280 The Patriot. Lee sits in the Crossbreed Holster studio chair when I happen to be, well, when the travel gods invade my schedule and force me to be in an airplane rather than sitting here on the radio with you. So congratulations to Lee Michaels. And I got to tell you, you too can do the same thing. It's real simple. Just visit saf.org and join. We've got a lot to talk about with Alan when we can get him on the lines. One of the key things I want to talk with him about with you today is Maryland assault weapons ban overthrown. Did you see this article by any chance? Court orders reconsideration of Maryland gun law ruling. Now, I'm reading from an ABC News report here, and I don't want to give too much of this away. I don't want to take too much of Alan's thunder on this. But suffice to say, strict scrutiny came into play, and it's absolutely vital when we're talking about a case that deals with a constitutional right that the courts use strict scrutiny before they rule against that constitutional right. And fortunately, a majority panel in Maryland saw the common sense and sent it back, remanded it back to the lower court. Now, what does that mean? I'm not really sure what that means yet. None of us are. We'll see what happens when it goes back to the lower courts. But there is a lot in play with this case, and it's getting an awful lot of pro-rights attention, as it should, from those of us in the pro-gun rights camp. And when we get, we do have Alan Gottlieb, Sean?
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. Let's go to Alan Gottlieb. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and also the founder of the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, it's great to have you here. And I know you probably didn't hear everything that I said because you just jumped on the phone, but I was wanting to get an update from you on the 30-plus cases that the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in. We'll do that in just a second. But this Maryland assault weapons, I'm looking at an ABC News report, Alan. Here's the headline. Court orders reconsideration of Maryland gun law ruling. What happened here, and why is this important?
Well, what happened here,
Sean, have Alan, please?
You there?
Let's try that one more time. I can't hear him. Alan?
Are you there, Mark?
All right. We've got some board issues here that we're working with. We'll make sure that we get Alan here on the phone. That doesn't happen very often. So you get to hear me until we get Mr. Gottlieb back. And I'm sure you probably could hear him, but I couldn't. So that makes the conversation difficult to have. Also, Texas newspaper plans to publish. These are some of the things we want to talk about with Alan. Texas newspaper plans to publish names and addresses of cops involved in shootings. This appearing on Fox News today. Out of San Antonio, little podunk, rinky-dink paper, probably with zero circulation, got more publicity with this story than they've probably ever received before. But what does that tell you about where we are in America today, where the left is in America today? Cop bashing, cop hating, Texas newspaper plans to publish names and addresses of cops involved in shootings. You know, what's interesting, we've seen this in the past. The publishers of the newspapers don't like it when we publish their names and addresses. So we may want to consider that. Alan, let's try that one more time. Have we got you, brother?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I have nothing from Alan, Sean, so we're going to continue to work on that because I can't hear him. So in the meantime, domestic abuse. States taking action right now to keep guns out of abusers' hands. This also appearing today, just today, on Fox News. Why is this important? Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? We don't want violent domestic abusers to have access to firearms. I think everyone's in agreement with that. The problem with this is we have to dig deeper than below, just below the headline. We can't be what? What do I remind you every week? Don't be the headline surfer. Headline surfers border on ignorant. And what do I tell you? Ignorance, if left unattended, breeds what? Stupidity. And the progressive agenda depends on your stupidity for the furtherance of that agenda. So don't be that headline surfer that says, hey, guess what? Domestic abusers can't have guns. It's a due process. We'll talk about it when we come back. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneoffourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneoffourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
It is pro-gun rights, pro-rights, freedom organizations in the nation, in the world. SAF.org, SAF.org. I'm a lifetime member, and you should be also. Hey, I just want to let you know, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. We've got Mr. Gottlieb on the board, and in the previous segment, you were able to hear him. I was unable to hear him, and that makes it very difficult to do good radio. Alan, can we hear you now?
Hello?
Yeah, Sean, I can barely hear you. That's okay. Don't worry about it. We don't want the listener to have a bad experience. So we'll just go ahead and continue on the program. We'll make sure that we can get the boards fixed for you. We'll just bring the guest line up a little bit later. But, hey, it's live radio and it happens from time to time. Not a big deal. Now you get stuck with me. And I've got so much to talk with you about, I don't even know where to go. So I'm going to start with this ABC News report. First of all, speaking of ABC News, did you have an opportunity to watch the debates from New Hampshire the other day? Chris Christie done come out swinging, didn't he? Good heavens to Betsy, he tore Rubio apart. What does that mean? Why is that important? Well, it's important to Chris Christie, I do believe, and I believe it's important to all voters who saw Rubio stutter, get knocked down a peg, and those goofy, canned responses he had about Obama. I don't know who wrote those for him, but it didn't work too well for him. And I think it's going to come back to haunt him in New Hampshire. Interesting. What's that going to do for Bush? What's it going to do for the entire lineup coming out of New Hampshire, heading down south for March 1st? I have no idea. But this has been the funnest primary, funnest election run-up that I have ever seen in my adult life here in these United States of America. And I am really looking forward to seeing what happens in November, as I'm sure you are too. But this whole deal with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. All right, Democrats, you're going to get me going here. You'll probably hear it throughout the program today, but here's the deal. 50% of you are now polling nationwide for a socialist. A socialist. And the more I see these numbers, the more I become convinced you simply aren't paying attention. That you're clueless. That you never studied your civics when you were a kid. That you understand absolutely nothing about economics. For you to poll at 50% Democrats for a socialist. Disappointing doesn't even begin to describe the way the other half of America, or more than half, by the way, I said half of Democrats, but the vast majority of Americans feel about your shift to the left and the ignorance that it oozes. Do you understand what socialism is? I don't think you do. If you do, you wouldn't be polling at the levels that you currently are. And to watch Hillary Clinton, now again, 320 plus million Americans, break it in half for Democrats. Just break it in half, 160 plus million people. And this is the best you have is Hillary Clinton, who is staking her entire campaign while half of you boneheads poll for a socialist. The rest of you are polling for a woman who is staking her campaign on coming after not just my constitutional rights, but yours as well. Both of ours. And that should frighten you, but it doesn't. When half of you are polling for a socialist, absolutely incredible. Let's tie this together with what's going on in Maryland. Oh, boy, Martin O'Malley. A whole lot of you aren't polling very well for him, are you? Nah, less than 1%. He stands no chance. But he's also one of America's greatest gun haters and gun grabbers. Also staking his campaign on coming after your right to keep and bear arms. And incredibly, half of you, poll for the Socialist Party. I don't call it Democrat Party anymore. It's the Socialist Party. And that's the way we'll refer to the Democrats on this program from now on, as socialists. It's no longer a D. It's no longer a Democrat socialist. Socialist. And they want to come after your freedoms. And half of America polls for that. Half. I don't know what that says about you. Sean, if you could fix that loop, would be great. Thank you. But I don't know what that says about America. I find it very difficult to believe that in the last 8 months, your party has shifted, or that you have shifted that far. So Martin O'Malley goes after guns successfully in Maryland with a quote-unquote assault weapons ban and everything that goes with that. Not enough time on the program to go through it all. Suffice to say, it's an assault weapons ban. You know, those evil black rifles in common use by millions of Americans that the Socialist Party doesn't like. This from ABC. Court orders reconsideration of Maryland gun law ruling. What does this mean? Gun rights supporters, now quoting from ABC, who challenged Maryland's assault weapons ban will get another chance to argue that it should be overturned. A divided three-judge panel, 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, on Thursday last week, sent the case back to a lower court for further review. When they did that, again, according to ABC, the appeals raised concern about the constitutionality of a law and said it needs of the law and said it needs to be evaluated by a more rigorous standard. That's what we call strict scrutiny. Why? That's the highest standard. We're talking about a constitutional right that you headline surfers can't seem to wrap your heads around, the fact that it's a constitutional right, because the majority of socialists argue their cases based on emotion. They don't think it through. They base their thought process on feelings. I don't like guns. Well, I do like guns. And unfortunately for you, I have a right to own my guns. So go away. But I don't like guns, and you shouldn't have them. No one needs them. That's not for you to decide, socialist feeler. So when we come back from this break, I want to go into a little bit of this ABC News piece and talk a little bit about the case, the Maryland case, and what it means and what its ramifications are or could be going forward. This has the potential, let me put it this way, to flip gun control in America on its head. Wipe it out. It could. It probably won't. It should. It can. It might. We don't know. But we'll analyze it when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
teachuscca.com. You know what? I like to go here with you live when we're on the air, so let me do that. usccaonair.com. You know, we've got a gun a day giveaway going on right now, and you, if you listen to the daytime show, you heard that. A gun a day giveaway. Now, let's find out what the gun a day giveaway is for today. It's an H&K USP compact. This is a gorgeous gun. This is something I'd like to have in my stable, in my safe. I need a bigger safe as it is. Speaking of which, the winner gets entered in, and the winner every day, a new gun. Every day, a new gun giveaway. So you will get a check for $992. How do you participate in the Gun A Day giveaway? It's really simple to do. Just visit USCCA On Air and activate your USCCA membership now. That's it for your shot to win today's gun. And you get entered. You get three chances to win a Pendleton gun safe. Why do you get three chances? Because we're giving away three Pendleton gun safes. This TAC 75 safe price is out at $8,000. That's eight large. $8,000. That's a ton of doughies for a gun safe. Now, I don't know what this thing does, and I don't know what makes it $8,000. I'll figure that out, and I'll get back to you on that. But let me tell you something. It's real simple to do. Simply visit USCCA On Air, activate a membership, as low as $13 a month. I mean, the highest membership is 34 a month. It's up to 1.1 million in protection. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, this is something you need to keep you, not just your gun to keep your family safe, but keep you safe. You're the protector of your family. If, God forbid, you have to use a firearm to defend your life, you want to come home. If you get a, you know, a lot of you live in, let's just say areas where there are overzealous prosecutors that identify as socialists. I'm going to have so much fun with that. I've known the Democrat Party was socialist for 2 decades. Glad you're finally figuring it out with me. Glad they're finally admitting it. And glad half of America is finally saying, yeah, I am. Pretty soon we'll be able to get the gun grabbers and freedom haters, the gun control jihadis, to admit their true goal, too. That's to take away your firearms, confiscation. They're eking it out. They're getting there. But I digress. You want to go home if you have one of those overzealous prosecutors. The fact of the matter is you need to be home with your family. And the USCCA Self-Defense Shield will see that that happens. Provide you instantaneous bail bond. Provide you instantaneous attorney retainer for up to $100,000 on the spot. Provide you with the attorneys. Provide you with psychological counseling. And get you home. Well, also, if should you wind up going to court, provide up to $500 a day in income for you. Okay? USCCA on air. Very, very important stuff. Let me go back over real quick to the ABC News report. And, you know, we've been having some problems with the phone lines here. That's why we're having difficulty with the guests in here. So we're going to test something out on live radio while we've got you. We've got, Sean, I guess we've got Rob Pincus on the line. Rob, we got Peter on the phone. We have Peter Johnson, former federal air marshal. Peter Johnson on the phone. I'm going to see if we can bring him in live. We're going to test this out on live radio. If it works, great. He'll come back at the top of the hour. If it doesn't, well, we'll just keep talking together. Peter, welcome to the show. Can you hear me? Okay, that's not working. I'm sure you can hear him, but I can't. So the fact that I can't hear him means that that's not going to work. So we'll go ahead and ask Peter to call back. We're going to see if Sean can get these boards working for the rest of the program. In the meantime, back over to the ABC News report. This on Maryland. Now, this is vitally important. Here's what Judge William B. Traxler wrote. This is not a finding that Maryland's law is unconstitutional. It is simply a ruling that the test of its constitutionality is different from that used by the district court. They used intermediate scrutiny. We're talking about a constitutional right which requires strict scrutiny. And what the majority panel found was that the court did not apply strict scrutiny and has sent it back to the lower court. So state lawmakers passed, according to ABC, the Sweeping Firearm Safety Act after the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Gun rights advocates went along with most of the law, but challenged the provision banning 45 assault weapons and the 10-round limit on gun magazines. Gun rights advocates went along with most of the law. This, according to ABC. I don't recall any gun rights advocates going after any compromising gun ban in any state ever. So I'm not sure where ABC News is going with this. That much I can promise you. Attorney General Brian E. Frosch, how do you think he identifies, by the way? Socialist? Yeah, of course. He defended the ban in a statement calling it, quote, a common sense. Here we go again. Here's this terminology that we have to take back. Here's the language we have to take. See, I'm going to start losing it here now. So stay calm, Mark. It's okay. You do this every day. You see this every day. This shouldn't bother you like this. But Attorney General Brian Frosch, socialist, defended the ban in a statement, quote unquote, calling it a common sense law designed to reduce gun violence and make our community safer, which it does none of the above because it only impacts you. Not gangbanger one, crackhead two, heroin addict, robber, burglar three, and just your all around everyday psychopath who will use whatever tool they deem necessary at whatever time they choose to commit whatever vicious, violent, evil act they desire at a time of their choosing. So So you have to think a guy, even a socialist like Attorney General A.G. Brian Frosch, has to be somewhat intelligent enough to rise to the level of Attorney General in his state. You'd think this man could get that through his head. But wait a minute. He is a smart guy. Obama's a smart guy. And I know this is going to pain a lot of you. But Shannon Watts is a smart gal. Michael Bloomberg, while we vehemently disagree with his politics, is a brilliant man. You don't accidentally become a billionaire multiple times over because you're an idiot. So what does this mean? When you see the statement, common sense law designed to reduce gun violence, which it didn't, and make our community safer, which it won't. So ask yourself the following question. What is it that Brian E. Frosch is attempting to do here? But you already know the answer to that. That's why you listen to Armed American Radio, because you already get it. He's infringing on your rights. He's not going after crime. If he was going after crime, you know what he would do? 1020 life law, similar to Florida's. He would work on extending sentences, adding 10, 15, 20 years to those sentences. He would say, if you use a gun to commit a crime in my state, we're going to put you in a dungeon forever. You're going to spend the next decade of your life looking at you, yourself, and you, and nobody else, pal. That's what socialist Brian E. Frosch would do if he were serious about reducing crime. He would go, that's just one example. There are many others. That's what Brian Frosch would do if he were serious. There's nothing common sense about attacking law-abiding people unless your aim, pun intended, is to attack law-abiding people. Could it be that that's what the Socialist Party really wants to do? Yeah, you're figuring it out. You're using your head because you can think. You don't just feel like Brian Frosch does. I'll be back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org, I keep telling you, and I get emails from everybody. I got a picture yesterday on a text message from Lee Michaels up at 1280 AM, The Patriot. Lee, God bless you for the work that you and AM 1280, The Patriot, do up in Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Amazing stuff. WWTC, liberals, that means Twin Cities. Amazing stuff. And he sends me a photograph of what he just unwrapped, and it was his Defender's plaque as a life member. He just became a life member of the Second Amendment Foundation. And you can do it too. It's cheap. And look, I know time's tough. I know Obama says the economy's roaring. What do my kids say? Bah-ha-ha or something like that. Or they spell it out, really, because they type it like they don't have devices they can talk to each other on. Again, I digress. But you can do it, too. It's $150, and I know times are tough, and I know $150, particularly right after the holidays, can be tough to come by. But I can tell you this, fighting for your freedoms for $150 is never better spent. That $150 is it's the best way you can spend that $150. Forgo something else. Don't not eat, but forego something else. Maybe don't eat out three times, or depending on where you go to eat, one time, and put that money to good use. All right, we're going to try this one more time. We have Alan Gottlieb on the phone. Let's try this again. And I know you can hear him, but if I can't hear him, it doesn't work. So we're going to try this again. Alan Gottlieb, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Can I hear you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark.
I can hear you. It's great to hear your voice. It took us 45 minutes to get. Wasn't that something? Hey, you know, it happens. It's live radio, and from time to time, that happens. But because we have such limited time with you, Alan, let's jump in. I'm talking about, and have been for the last couple segments, court orders reconsideration of Maryland gun law ruling. I've been going through an ABC News report, and I reminded listeners this. According to the judge, this is not a finding that Maryland's law is unconstitutional. It is simply a ruling that the test of its constitutionality is different from that used by the district court. And I then continue to quote Attorney General Brian E. Frost. He's a socialist who defended the ban in the following statement. He called it common sense law designed to reduce gun violence and make our community safer. Of course, it's done none of that. What does this ruling actually mean, and is it good for us?
Well, it's not bad because we didn't lose. It's not good necessarily because we didn't totally win. What the judges said in their ruling was is that, first of all, the ban strikes at the core right of the Second Amendment, and therefore needs a much higher level of scrutiny. In fact, it needs strict scrutiny, and they kicked it back down to the lower court to issue a new ruling. Now, what I don't understand is that if it's a core right, and it strikes right at the heart of the core of the right, and it deserves strict scrutiny, why this appeals court just didn't say it is unconstitutional. It bothers
Okay, me. No, give me your – that's a great question. And I hadn't quite looked at it that way because I knew they were kicking it back. It's not unusual for a higher court to kick something back to a lower court, but that's a great point. Why do you, as we say down south, reckon they did that?
Well, I think they don't want to rule on a gun case. Yeah, I think they know we're right, but they just don't want to issue a ruling. And by kicking it down, it leaves the law in place. And now the lower court judge has to come up with a rationale of how a ban on a firearm doesn't strike at the core right of the core part of the Second Amendment, which, of course, it does. And this court said it did. But I think they're trying to find some wiggle room saying like something like the lower court come back and say, well, we didn't ban all guns. We only banned some guns. Since you can have a different kind of gun, it's okay, even under strict scrutiny. Now, that would be very damaging to our cause because no part of the Bill of Rights that strict scrutiny is applied to is ever works that way. It's not like saying your First Amendment right, you have a right to say yes, but you don't have a right to say no. You know, it doesn't make any sense. If it's a core right, you can't ban certain words, you can't ban certain guns. This is sort of like a cat and mouse game that now could take us another couple years to ever get an answer to, and that's just not fair. People's rights should – a right delayed is a right denied.
Yeah, you know, well said, and I appreciate that response because it would appear to me that what this does, if your theory about them not wanting to rule, period, which makes perfect sense to me, is actually fact, this ruling just gives them plausible deniability.
Yeah, unfortunately, when we go to court, you know, the Second Amendment Foundation takes lots of cases to court, I've really discovered that the Second Amendment is just not treated the way other amendments are. Gun cases don't get the same kind of treatment anything else does. If this was about abortion or free speech or anything else, because this is not what the court would have done. I mean, the problem we have is because it's guns, and ooh, guns are just so evil and so horrible and so ugly, we just can't rule in favor of guns. And it really disturbs me because the same rationale being applied every place else in the Bill of Rights just doesn't get applied to the Second Amendment. And I find it very disturbing, very upsetting, and very hypocritical. And, you know, this is not the way the system is supposed to work.
No, but tell me if you agree with me here. That's because of ideology on the bench.
Usually, in 99% of the cases, yes, you're right.
How do we fix that?
I guess every now and then it is incompetence.
Well, I understand the incompetence. We could look at Chief Justice John Roberts and his little taxation deal on Obamacare and call it incompetence. We can do that. I'm not sure that that was ideology, but when we look at gun cases, as you say, 99% of them are, in fact, ideologically driven from the bench. How do we correct that? Now, that's kind of a rhetorical question because I know the answer to that question, and it's not really designed for the answer. Just look up the definition, you'll know. But why then, or what can we do to stop it?
Well, a lot depends on who you elect, and elections have consequences, and we need to have the right judges on the court. And so I don't say who to vote for because I think your listeners sort of know. But I just want to say real quickly because I know we're probably going to run out of time. This coming week, we have two very important cases the Second Amendment Foundation brought in the Ninth Circuit going on for oral arguments before a three-judge panel. One is known as Tracy, which infringes on gun dealers being able to advertise their firearms. You can't put a sign in your window saying, you know, a Glock for sale or a Smith & Wesson for sale. And we're suing over that. And the second one that we have there is based off our challenging the waiting period in California, where a lower federal court ruled in our favor that a waiting period can't apply to people who've already gone through the background check and already have purchased a gun and have a gun in their home. There is absolutely no governmental interest in denying you a second gun if you already have one anyway. We won that in the lower court. The state of California appealed it, and we're at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals of oral arguments on Tuesday on both those cases.
In front of a small panel or en banc?
A small panel, a three-judge panel.
We've been pretty successful on those three-judge panels out there in California. What's your prognosis here?
Well, with the luck of the draw, I don't think we got the best judges who support Second Amendment rights. But I think it would be very hard and difficult for them to, on the Tracy case, which is the First Amendment applied to the Second Amendment, so to speak. I'd be very surprised to see us lose that. And on the case on the waiting period, I don't know how they can have rationale saying that if you already have a gun in your hands anyway, there's a reason why you have to wait to have a second one. I don't see how there's any public interest, any argument can be made whatsoever. There's a public safety issue involved with that. We should win them both, but again, sometimes we are ruled by men and not ruled by law. We'll have to see. But anyway, these cases will be going up on appeals one way or the other.
Perfect place to end it, but I've got so many questions for you. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation, and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, thank you very much for getting in here and staying with us, and I appreciate that. You have no idea, and I'm sorry we were unable to get you in the segments previously, but it looks like we've got our issues fixed. And we move on with this program now with Peter Johnson. We've got A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News coming up in just a couple of minutes. Then we've got a classic American Armed American Radio Roundtable with David Kodria, George the Mad Ogre Hill, and Peter Johnson, former federal air marshal. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.